Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A police pursuit this morning ended in a car crashing into a truck, causing traffic headaches south of Muswellbrook. Shortly before 7 o'clock, police received reports of a car travelling north on the New England Highway, allegedly being driven in a dangerous manner and crossing to the wrong side of the road. Highway Patrol tracked down the vehicle and initiated a pursuit 5 kilometres north of the Liddell Power Station. Not long after, the car allegedly lost control and collided with the truck travelling southbound. The 30-year-old driver was taken to Muswellbrook Hospital under police guard with minor injuries and for mandatory testing. The driver of the truck, a 28-year-old man, was treated at the scene. Traffic and the car were cleared from the highway just after 9 and traffic returned to normal. Police are investigating. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the average punter will be getting access to half-price airfares to 13 locations across the country from April 1. It's part of the $1.2 billion support package unveiled today to help out the tourism-reliant parts of the country. The Deputy Prime Minister told Radio Hunter Valley what we spend on airfares and travel will help the hospitality sector more broadly.
Well, as I said, for every dollar spent on airfares translates to $10 at the destination, so for many of those and all of those hospitality areas within those areas that are in the first rollout of this program, of course they're going to increase business.
But not everyone is happy. The Hunter Business Chamber particularly is disappointed the program will generate little or no relief for our region, with Murrimbula the only place listed in New South Wales. And the Hunter Valley's 28 mining companies directly injected $6.2 billion into the local economy in the last financial year. The New South Wales Minerals Council's latest annual member expenditure survey has found the industry supported over 13,000 mining jobs as well and over 3,400 local mining supplier businesses. The $6.2 billion in direct spending in the Hunter represented an increase of around $800 million on the previous financial year. The direct spend in the region is the largest of any mining area in New South Wales. It's down to the wire. The Hunter Valley Mining Charity Rugby League Day has almost sold out. There are limited tickets available for the big Charity Rugby Day being held at Pirtek Park in Singleton on March 20, where 16 teams from New South Wales Mines will be going head to head. The day supports the Westpac Rescue Helicopter, and the teams are divided up into four pools that include the Mangoola Grizzlies going up against the Mount Pleasant Phoenix, the Ravensworth Rhinos against the Rixus Creek Rattlesnakes, the 2019 champions, the Wombo Wolves will go against the Mount Owen Mustangs and the Bengala Badgers against the Mount Arthur Meerkats, to name a couple of the matchups. Head to the event Facebook page for more info. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.